This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. The Bayview Wind Quintet is the resident faculty quintet of the Bayview Music Festival. Why don't you go down the line and introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Jean Marie Riccobono. I'm artist faculty clarinet at the Bayview Music Festival. I'm also principal clarinet of the Traverse Symphony Orchestra here in Traverse City and on faculty at Northwestern Michigan College in Traverse City.
I am Jill Mardernas. I'm the bassoonist artist faculty at Bayview, and I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. I perform with the Arizona Opera Orchestra, and I am co-founder and director of operations of Scottsdale Neighborhood Arts Place.
Hi, I'm Aaron Brandt, and I am the horn player in the group here at Bayview. I live in Dayton, Ohio, where I'm the principal horn of the Dayton Philharmonic and teach at University of Dayton and Wright State University.
My name is Sarah Fraker. I'm the oboe faculty artist at Bayview. I live in Tucson, Arizona, where I teach at the University of Arizona, Fred Fox School of Music, and I play in the Tucson Symphony Orchestra.
Hi, I'm Kristen Holritz. I am the flute artist faculty for Bayview, and I play principal flute with the Chattanooga Symphony and teach adjunct at Lee University and Southern Adventist University in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And they're represented today by their spokesclarinetist, Jean Marie Riccobono. Hi, Jean Marie.
Hi, Amanda.
So talk to us about the work that you do individually and as quintet members at Bayview.
Well, Bayview is a really special place. For 8 weeks out of the summer, we all convene. We have opportunities for performance and for teaching. Some very special students that are coming there for some serious work on their music. There are people from colleges all over the United States that come, and they really want to delve deeply into chamber music. We have a wonderful opportunity to teach and perform there.
And, I mean, you have quite the group here just in the studio. We have some leading musicians from Arizona, from Ohio, Tennessee, and, of course, Michigan. What's it like coming together for such a short time to perform during the summer?
It's absolutely fantastic. The level is incredible. And once I sit down to the first rehearsal, I just feel like it's just a big birthday present. So, yeah, they're great friends and great players. So what's not to love?
And in your concert that's coming up, you'll be giving a world premiere performance of a piece by Tony Manfredonia, who is the composer in residence at the Bayview Music Festival. And Tony Manfredonia is here in the studio, too. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Tell us about the piece that's going to be premiered.
Sure. So the piece is called Whoa, W-H-O-A, exclamation point. That's important. and it's inspired by a poem my wife wrote a long time ago after she went riding in the woods. I think it was February. And her horse was cooped up basically for a long time. And finally, it was a pretty day. It was snowing outside. She's like, you know what? I'm going to take him out. So he had a bunch of energy, and she started trotting, started cantering, and then he decided to gallop. There wasn't anything she could do. She could not get him to stop, so he just kept barreling forward, and eventually she fell off safely. She fell off safely, and he was just crazy the rest of the day. And so she wrote a poem that says, "Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. Rapidly we approached. He was charging as strong as a warrior into battle. Whoa, I commanded, but the fire I rode upon misunderstood. Pulling back, pressuring his mouth, I wasn't trying to ruin his fun, but the beast's euphoria disagreed on this spontaneous run. Down and sideways, up and out, four hooves defied gravity, while 2 feet met with earth, 2 roads diverged in a yellow wood, and beside my horse I now stood." Yeah, so kind of a fun poem, but it definitely captures, I kind of use that as what happens musically. You know, you hear horn rips and clarinet trills and glissandi and a lot of, you know, almost like a galloping nature underneath this bed of sound. And there's definitely a primary, you know, melody or motive that you hear throughout, kind of starts slowly and, you know, immediately kind of picks up the pace.
And the quintet's going to demonstrate for us here one part that we should listen for. What do we need to know about this part?
Yeah, so this comes at about kind of midway through the piece, and you'll hear almost like a ba-dum, 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 ba-dum underneath, almost replicating, to the best of my ability, to some level of a horse galloping. And then also on top, you'll hear a clarinet, glissando and trill, kind of replicating a horse whinnying.
And now the quintet is going to give us a sneak peek of Tony Manfredonia's piece, Whoa, here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
the Bayview Wind Quintet performing Whoa by Tony Manfredonia, a brand new piece inspired by a horse bolting during an otherwise quiet ride in northern Michigan. We're glad to have the Bayview Wind Quintet with us here in Studio A today. And Jean Marie, besides Tony's world premiere, what other music will you be playing on your recital Wednesday night?
We will be playing Quintet Number 1 of Jean Francais, also a piece called Chiarada Spagnola by Jurjen Andriessen, and a piece by Tomasi, Variations sur un thème corse.
Can we hear one more piece on the studio today?
We'd love to play it for you.
Okay, what are we going to hear?
You're going to hear the Jurjen Andriessen Chiarada Spagnola.
The Chiarada Spagnola of Jurjen Andriessen, performed by the Bayview Wind Quintet.
Thank you.
the Bayview Wind Quintet performing music of Jurjen Andreasen. We heard Charada Spagnola here in Studio A. Kristen, Jean Marie, Aaron, Sarah, Jill, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
You can hear the Bayview Wind Quintet perform Wednesday, July 11th at 8 p.m. in Voorhees Hall, part of the Bayview Summer Music Festival. More information is at classicalipr.org. This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Madeline Merwin for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.